I really wanted to write songs of my own, and initially the confidence was the problem, really, and I think I've gotten into my own stride now.
Confidence issues are hard to imagine when Lisa Hannigan's voice and songs always leave us yearning for more. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Some artists seem to arrive with the total package, and Lisa Hannigan is one of them. Born in 1981, she grew up in the Irish countryside and has been living in Dublin since college. But her voice is from another world altogether. Both folksy and surprisingly versatile, Hannigan's harmonies first landed her a spot performing with Damien Rice. She worked with Damien for 6 years. Then in 2007, Lisa Hannigan went solo. She began writing songs and, incredibly, a year later, put out her own album called See So. It went double platinum in Ireland, was nominated for a 2009 Mercury Prize. Now she's got a follow-up release called Passenger, which continues to showcase her impressive range as a vocalist, guitarist, and arranger. Produced by Joe Henry, the project is woven through with songs that are funny, wistful, nostalgic, poetic, sometimes odd, and always deeply musical. Lisa Hannigan recently brought her band in to give us a taste of the new album and talk about how these songs came together.
Actually, a lot of them were written on the road, and I think that really informed the whole record. I tended to just sort of go find a quiet spot and be writing, and I think all of the songs have that sense of kind of nostalgia that you only get when you're far away from home. I think when you're sitting looking out of a train window, you do get to thinking of times gone by and people gone by, and you know.
And you call it Passenger, which is very interesting.
Yeah, the Passenger. I think all of the songs, when I'd sort of gathered them together, and it seemed to me like they all were about that which you take with you when you do go away, and obsessions and heartbreaks and loves and friendships and just things that are just always in your pockets wherever you go, and you know, the eventual acceptance of that instead of trying to exercise, you know, whatever demons you may have. You know, I sort of came to realize that these things are what I always have with me, and it's fine.
And I said,
some of the people that you really admire and look up to?
So many. I mean, Tony Bennett. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, Tony, you know, I'll be calling you. and of course, Emmylou and the McGarrigles had such a beautiful way of harmonizing with each other. There's just so many. My musical hero, my absolute vocal hero, was always Nina Simone. Mm-hmm. And she continues to be such a big part of my life that I listen to her,
like,
so
you just
much.
Listen to her. Yeah, it's always sort of around the voice of Nina.
Yeah, I just and my mother used to listen to her when I was a very small child, and she is the ultimate voice for me. I think she can transport you absolutely anywhere.
I walk away asleep and choking out my mind the scene. In shadow play of whiskey dog.
Lisa Hannigan in studio performing Paper House, and before that, the title track of her new album, Passenger. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.